Tony Gray. He's president of Gray Communications, a radio station consultant. He's got clients around the United States, including our Lansing sister station, 96.5 WQHH. Tony, how are you?
I'm great. How about you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Tony travels around the globe to talk and work with folks to make their radio stations better. He gets to meet a lot of people in the music business and has had several instances where he has been around Whitney Houston. And we just want to get his take on that story. First of all, Tony, I believe you were in the same hotel Whitney was in when she died.
Correct. I attend the Clive Davis pre-Grammy party every year. I've attended for probably the last 10, maybe even 15 years. And it's held at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. I flew in actually Saturday morning and met some friends for lunch. And I was on my way back to my hotel to change to go to Clive's party when I received an email from a friend that Whitney had passed away.
And what was it like in that hotel environment with all that was going on?
Well, it was pretty tough, to be honest with you. You know, it's a pre-Grammy celebration, so it's normally a very festive night, the night before the Grammys were actually handed out. But this year, it was there was sort of a cloud over the event. Because Whitney Houston is a recording artist that was known around the world, appreciated for her tremendous talent, and she passed away that day. So it was a tough. The night began pretty tough for all the attendees, sort of somber. But as the night progressed, it evolved into a celebration of life, more or less.
Tony, you had some opportunities to be around Whitney when she was out east. Tell us that story.
Well, this is something I remember like it was yesterday. I was the assistant program director at WUSL Power 99 in Philadelphia back in the mid-80s. And I can recall that her dad drove her down to Philadelphia from Newark in their own personal car to introduce her to myself and some of the other folks at the radio station to get us to play her first record. And what makes the story so interesting is that he and his daughter, not members from the record company or label executive, but his daughter hopped into their own personal car and drove down to Philly.
And in looking back on these stories as we react to what's happened to Whitney, I wondered, has there been a large uptick? I was listening to QHH this morning, and a Whitney song happened to be on. Will programmers be adding her music back into the rotation, or at least at a greater level for a while?
Absolutely. Stations across the country have began to play her music more now. You know, her career really saw its high points in the 80s and 90s, and then she began to trail off a little bit. And, you know, there have been other recording artists to come in and to assume that space, Beyonce Knowles, Rihanna, just a number of young female artists have come into the space that she occupied in the 80s and 90s.
All right, Tony Gray is the president of Gray Communications. Been kind enough to come on with us. I know you're traveling, Tony. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again.
Thank you. Have a good day.